I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, I spoke with Dan Truckee. He's the organizer of the Northern Nights Performing Arts Series at Northern Michigan University, and they have a show coming up this Friday. We found out more from Dan Truckee.
This Friday, we have a fantastic group coming from Lansing, but the music that they play is not from Lansing. It is from the Middle East. They are a Middle Eastern fusion group called Wasal, which means that they play a lot of old Middle Eastern instruments, but it's very exciting, danceable, neat music. Quite
something
unique.
Something
you're not going to hear anywhere else in town.
That's
that night.
True. I would imagine that. But that's kind of the goal. That's what you do with Northern Nights. You want to bring a wide array of artists to town that we may not normally get a chance to hear in our area.
Yeah, we do. I mean, that's the whole point of it. We could bring the same groups that they bring to the casino, but what would be the point?
Exactly.
You know, and that's great what they do. And so we, you know, for us, it's about bringing the world to Marquette, something different for people to experience, something educational for the students. And that's one thing. While they're here, they're going to be spending a couple days doing workshops in town. One with our advanced audio students at Northern. They're going to be recording them for a radio program, mm-hmm. For WNMU-FM. And then, they're going to be doing workshops with some orchestra students at Bothwell Middle School on Friday. So it's a great opportunity for them to meet some students and to pass something on.
What do they think when you ask them to do that? I mean, they have the opportunity to not only come to town and perform, but to kind of do something a little bit more unique. How does that go over with them?
Well, they love doing that. Every group I've ever worked with, they would rather be doing workshops and programs with kids than just performing. Especially since it means that they can stay a couple days somewhere, you know. Mm-hmm. And that's real important because, you know, some of these bands are on the road and it's date after date after date. And they're in one town one night and another town the next night doing the same thing. So it's nice that they can stay put for a few days and get to know the community a little bit. They tend to put on a better performance. And it also helps get the word out to the community, which gets more people at the shows, and they like that as well.
So the group is called Wasal, and it is Middle Eastern traditional instruments, but updated musical sounds. Tell us about
that. Oh, yeah. I mean, a lot of these groups, you know, they're going to be playing some music that's very traditional sounding, but they also have contemporary music that they throw in there. So it's got a little bit of jazz, you know, feel to it as well. And some of the musicians, are not all the musicians are Middle Eastern descent, so you know there's just a little different flair to it. So it's more than just a very, very traditional. It's more of a fusion of contemporary jazz and Middle Eastern music.
Where is the show? When does it start?
The show is Friday at 7:30 at Forrest Roberts Theater. We were lucky to get it there. We're going to be renovating it soon, so we were able to get it before they did that. So
Dan Truckee, he is the coordinator of the Northern Nights Performance Series at Northern Michigan University. They've got a show coming up on Friday. We'll give you all the details about that. But other things in the works also in the next couple of, well, a few months before you wrap up in the spring, you got a few more performers coming. Who's some of the highlights in the next little while?
Oh, yeah. In February, we have a really interesting group coming from Canada. It's Jamie Stone's Lomax Project. And Jamie Stone's is banjo player, folk musician from Canada, and he's been studying the recordings made by Alan Lomax, a famed folklorist in the United mm-hmm. States, and they've been learning a lot of the tunes that he collected in Appalachia in the southern United States. So he's coming to perform with his group, but because Lomax collected songs in Michigan as well and the Upper Peninsula, he's going to be learning some of the songs here. So that's going to be a cool connection.
That's some key history. There is that Alan Lomax, for those that aren't familiar, basically he went all around the country for a long period of time and recorded performers that
Absolutely.
Were just in town.
Yeah. And he would pull up in his car and people would walk out into their porch and he'd record them right on their porch.
Yeah,
he did it right here in the UP back in 1938. And those recordings now are available on Library of Congress, so you can go online and listen to those.
What else you got in the works after February?
Well, our last show is going to be in March this year, mm-hmm. and it's kind of an early St. Patrick's Day show on March 9th with a group from Ireland called Dervish, who are really one of the best touring Celtic music groups in the world right now. They've actually been touring for ages, but We're just really excited to have a group of that caliber coming to perform at Northern in March and get everyone primed for St. Patrick's Day. So
it's the Northern Nights series, and they have performers coming from all over, including this Friday. Let's give everybody again the details of what's happening Friday.
Sure. We have the Middle Eastern group Wasal performing this Friday at 7:30 at the Forrest Roberts Theater. We hope you all come and check it out.
And if people are interested in getting tickets, what's the best way to do that?
Well, the best way to get tickets is to call 227-1032, which is our ticket office. Or you can buy them at the Superior Dome, Forrest Roberts Theater during the day. There will probably be some seats at the door as well, but you'll save a couple bucks if you buy them in advance.
That's Dan Truckee with the Northern Nights Performing Arts Series at Northern Michigan University. For Great Lakes Radio News, I'm Walt Lindelaw.